You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The steep run-up in the last month and a half has pushed up valuations of Indian equities. After a punishing first half, the Nifty 50 rallied 8.7% in July on hopes that the US Federal Reserve would raise rates at a slower clip, pairing the year-to-date decline to 1.3%. The Nifty 50 is now trading at 20.1 times the FY23 estimated earnings. The country's market capitalization to GDP ratio based on FY23E GDP is at 102%, comfortably above its long-term average of 79%. The MSCI India Index is trading at a 116% premium to the MSCI EM Index, above its historical average of 62%, data from brokerage Motilal Oswal shows. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday made a strong case for modernizing the country's farm sector by using technology so that it can become self-sufficient in more crops, including pulses and oilseeds, noting that half of the country's edible oil demand is met through imports, resulting in annual import bill of rupees 1 trillion. He called for steps including a shift in cropping patterns by states to cut this dependency to 25% in the next few years. Addressing the meeting of the 7th Governing Council of the Niti Aayog, which was attended by 23 state chief ministers, 3 lieutenant governors of union territories, and many union ministers, Modi said rapid urbanization can become India's strength instead of weakness by leveraging technology to ensure ease of living, transparent service delivery, and improvement in the quality of life. Meanwhile, e-commerce firms in the B2C segment are looking for ways to curb the high rate of order returns by consumers of general merchandise and lifestyle products brought on their platforms to narrow their losses. Unless the high return rate, almost 15 to 16%, is checked, analysts reckon that most such firms may find difficult to post profits. The Economics makes this clear. The average order size is around rupees 200 to 300. Of this, nearly 14 to 15% goes into logistics costs. Add to this discounts on products, which could range between 20 to 30%. Though there was some reduction in the return rate in FY22, mainly because of the companies cutting down on cash on delivery orders, it's doubtful whether sticking to such a policy would keep on bringing down the rate further on a consistent basis, as the rate in the prepaid segment did not see any decline in FY22. Now, some news related to banking sector. Small and mid-sized public sector banks have turned aggressive in the project finance market, undercutting their larger peers in order to raise their exposures to better rated corporates. Bankers FE spoke to said that there is intense competition in the market among lenders to participate in syndication of road and other infrastructure projects being executed by public sector units and highly rated private sector players. Even after the 2 repo rate hikes in May and June, players like NTPC were unable to snap up funding at 6.5%, just 160 basis points above the repo, according to banking sources. This was before Friday's hike in the repo rate of 50 BPS. In another development, the Indian Banks Association has asked lenders to step up internal deliberations and finalize a list of large stressed assets within 15 days for subsequent transfer to the National Asset Reconstruction Company. The IBA, which had spearheaded the NARCL initiative, has asked lead banks in consortiums to expedite deliberations on the issue of asset sale to the NARCL in joint lenders forum meetings, banking sources told FE. Now, some news related to 5G. The government will be able to collect around 27% less from the telecom sector than the budget target of ₹52,806.36 in the current fiscal because of its decision not to charge a fixed upfront payment from the operators for spectrum bought in the recently concluded 5G auctions. The other two reasons for lower collection will be the decision not to levy spectrum usage charge on the spectrum bought in the auctions and the 4-year moratorium for payment of deferred installments on spectrum bought in the previous auctions. Because of these factors, the government will be able to mop up only ₹38,385 crore from sector during the current fiscal against the budget target of ₹52,806.36 crore. Lastly, domestic headline indices enter the fresh week of trade on the back of gains. Dalal Street saw a volatile few days last week, but managed to register gains over the five trading sessions. S&P, BSE, Sensex gained 89 points or 0.2% to settle at 58,388, while the NSE Nifty 50 ended at 17,398, up 15.50 points or 0.1%. Entering the fresh week, SGX Nifty was down in the red, suggesting some weakness ahead of the opening bell. Global cues were mixed after Wall Street indices closed mixed on Friday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.